And good morning here on this Wednesday, live from the KGGF studios. I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio by K-State Extension Office's agents Barbara Ames and Jacob Weber. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
One day away from Thanksgiving. I know that spells out a whole lot of things. And we got Barbara here, so we're going to let you on the lowdown of how to do things safely when handling your food today, as well as any questions that you may have for either of these two as well. Phone lines are at 620-251-6909. Get your questions in here this morning. But again, we are one day away from Thanksgiving. And real quick, before I forget, because I know that one will fly over, happy holidays to you two.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and all the listeners.
Yeah, all the listeners. I wish I had all of tomorrow off, but don't get, just got to come in, check in a little bit, and then go home and make some delicious turkey. Now, with that, Barbara, I think that's probably a good place to start. It's not just as easy as throwing a turkey in the oven. There are some precautions that you can take.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, most of the time we're not cooking this much food, and most people don't cook a turkey but maybe once a year. So we kind of forget all about how that's supposed to happen, and it pays to review those food safety rules just a little bit so that we understand what's happening. Well, first of all, I guess, when we buy our turkey, we need to decide if we want it to be a fresh or a frozen turkey, and you're going to handle that just a little bit differently. Of course, if it's fresh, you want to wait and purchase it a little bit closer to Thanksgiving so that it doesn't spoil before you get a chance to cook that. Allow about a pound of turkey per person, and like I said, buy it just a day or two ahead. If you're doing a frozen turkey, again, allow about a pound of turkey per person, but keep that frozen until it's time to thaw it, and then it should be thawed like in the refrigerator at 40 degrees or below, or in cold water, and you allow about 30 minutes per pound for that. And then you can thaw it in the microwave oven, and if you do that, you want to make sure that you go ahead and cook it right away.
Yeah, and I think that as well for a lot of listeners and me, you know, just off of air as well, when you are thawing it, maybe be in cold water, it is in cold water instead of warm water.
Right, and you want to change that every 30 minutes so to keep it kind of cool.
Gotcha, change the water every 30 minutes because I'm sure it would pick up some heat from the room as well and kind of adapt with that. Okay.
And you want to allow plenty of time, like for a 4 to 12 pound turkey, it could be up to 3 days. Or like up to 16-pound turkey, 4 days. So look at that chart and just make sure that you allow plenty of time. If you don't get it thawed, well, you can go ahead and cook it from the frozen state, but you need to allow about half again as much time because it'll take quite a bit longer to go ahead and get it cooked that way.
A little bit more additional time. Okay.
Right.
Cool. Any tips on actually, you know, cooking it? I know obviously it there's that magic number that really all meats have to hit in order to be safe.
For poultry, that is 165 degrees. And you don't want to rely on that little pop-up thing because that's just in one spot and it doesn't go very deep into the turkey. So you want to invest in a thermometer, actually two thermometers, one for your refrigerator to make sure that it's keeping things below 41, and then a food thermometer to test the temperature of your turkey. And you want to take the temperature in two or three different places and make sure it gets up to 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and it's not just a little field test. It's not with your fingers. Ooh, that's hot. No, it's the internal temperature of the bird.
That's right. And you can't really just look at it either. You need to really take that temperature so you know what it is.
Perfect. Now, when it comes to roasting or however you may cook it, is there, you know, specific tips or times that you'd really have? I know, you know, it does take some preparation. You may have to get up in the morning and throw that turkey in a little earlier.
That's right. For an unstuffed turkey, which is what we do recommend, that you don't stuff the turkey. You cook your stuffing in a separate dish. Like a 4 to 8 pound turkey breast would be an hour and a half to 3 1/4 hours. 8 to 12 pound turkey is going to be up to 3 hours. So there are timetables, and there's probably going to be one on your turkey packaging, or if you want to go online to USDA, you can find those charts there too.
Perfect. Now, Barbara, me personally, I don't think I could get down a 4 to 12 pound turkey in one night, so I'm definitely going to have some stuff for the next day, the following day, after that. You know, is there any tips, safe ways to store your food?
We want to make sure that we get our leftovers in the refrigerator within a couple of hours. And then if you're not going to be able to use those within 3 or 4 days, you want to go ahead and freeze them. And some people like to just make a small version of the turkey dinner and on a plate or something and freeze that, and then you have a meal to pull out on a day when you don't feel like cooking. So that's something else to think of. And if you, when you bring your leftovers back out of the refrigerator, heat those up to 165 to you before you start using, before you eat them.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, for just on a lighter note, either you two have any secret recipes you use for turkey, or what do you do? I know, Jacob, you've got yours preheating right there. Not preheating.
It's thawing out. It's been in the refrigerator, put in there Saturday. It's a 13-pound turkey.
Oh, man, it's a big boy.
And I didn't check it yet, but I'm sure it'll be thawed out by tomorrow morning. But I do have a bit of advice for those folks who have a frozen turkey and can't get thawed out fast enough. Put it back in the refrigerator and get a ham.
And get a ham.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Quick fix. Quick fix, right?
Yeah. But you can cook it from the frozen state. Yes, just allow a little bit more time.
Yeah,
so that does
work.
Yeah,
it's not good. We did that one time, and Thanksgiving turkey wasn't done until about 10:30, almost 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my.
So we ate it the next day.
And for me, I always see those funny videos that you see of, I think it's a bird in the frozen state just dropping it into a deep fryer. I don't think that's probably the smartest move.
Vat of oil, a frozen turkey into
not.
A vat of boiling oil.
Yeah, it doesn't end well.
No.
Long story short, it does not end well, certainly not. So. Well, sweet, you heard it there first. If you're struggling with your turkey, get a ham.
Yeah.
No, certainly, but enjoy your meals with the family tomorrow. And Barbara, any final notes that you'd like to give, maybe some hints, maybe some extra additional safety tips that you have for people preparing their turkey for tomorrow?
Yeah. What about stuffing?
Stuffing, yeah. You can add in on stuffing as well. I mean, it's I'm sure
Jacob,
you can't
let that
one.
And Jacob, how are you handling your stuffing this year?
Well, we're going to not stuff the turkey this year. We're going to put it in a side dish and bake it, and hopefully not bake it, over-bake it. It doesn't take nearly as long to bake stuffing as it does a turkey, so it'll be a new experience for us. We've overstuffed before, but we've made sure we've used a meat thermometer, and there's a lot of good juices that come out of that turkey that go in the stuffing, so I'm not sure how it's going to work this year.
You'll have to report on to see if it meets your expectations, but it is definitely recommended that you go ahead and do the stuffing separately from the turkey, just for safety reasons. And whenever you get ready to put those leftovers in the refrigerator, do put them in smaller containers. If you have large amounts of food, divide it into smaller portions, and so that the temperature gets down cool enough, fast enough. And then, as I said, use the leftovers within 3 to 4 days, or go ahead and freeze them, and they're good for 2 to 6 months in the freezer. So that's another way to do that. And there are some really good recipes out there for using leftovers and some creative things. I think we published one on our Facebook page just this week. So you might check out our Wildcat Facebook page for the Easy Does It recipe video that we published on using some leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking over here at the cooking hints, and I see, you know, akimbo referred to as. What does that have to do with the cooking style?
Well, it's tucking your wingtips under the shoulders of the bird for a more even cooking.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So just kind of, makes the heat resonate a little bit more, go through a little bit deeper, and again, safely cook the bird to correct temperatures at 165 degrees. So.
And then add about a half a cup of water to the pan. That's what they recommend as well.
Where and how is the correct way of putting a thermometer in a bird? To check it, the temperature, internal temperature.
You want to check it in the thickest part, like in the thigh, and then you check
the breast?
The breast, but then they have you check it, like, underneath the leg, too.
Oh, okay.
Check it a couple of different places, at least.
Yeah, certainly. Be better safe than sorry, no doubt about it. And with that as well, I know it's easy to remember, but it's also easy to forget.
Yeah.
You got to wash your hands. You got to keep things clean.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Good thinking there, Sam.
Yeah, no, it's you can't just, whether it's turkey or any other kind of meat, messing with food, cross-contamination, you've got to make sure that you keep things clean.
Yeah, cross-contamination.
Right. And they do not recommend washing your poultry, turkey or chicken or whatever poultry. It used to be that they did, and so a lot of people still feel like that's the way to go. I've been doing some food safety stuff this week with different people, and it's interesting, you know, some of the things that people remember or the incorrect things that they think. So anyway, it's not recommended to wash your poultry because you have little droplets of water and bacteria and stuff that splatter over your counter and your sink and stuff. And they say that any bacteria that's there will be killed in the cooking process, and it's safer actually just not to wash it, but to go ahead and cook it.
Yeah, so instead of spreading, spraying, splashing,
right,
whatever it may be, all over the counters, because
exactly,
that'd be tedious to go with a Clorox wipe or something,
right,
to clean everything afterwards. So
yes, and you do want to keep those Clorox wipes handy because it is good to wipe everything down and make sure you keep your equipment and your hands, like you said, your equipment, your counters, everything as clean as possible.
Yeah, with that as well, equipment, it comes down to it. I worked in a lot of kitchens. They didn't even let us have the same cutting boards near each other. So
you're
cutting meats,
that's exactly
versus veggies, which is whatever, it's
your ready-to-eat foods need to be, if possible, on a separate cutting board. If you don't have but one, and you don't have time to go get another one, make sure that you wash it thoroughly and then disinfect it or sanitize it.
Good
before
stuff.
You put your ready-to-eat foods on there.
Good stuff. Again, talking here with Barbara Ames and Jacob Weber on this Wednesday morning, talking a little turkey. Let's talk turkey, in fact. So again, great facts there. Barbara, I'm going to work that up for tomorrow, and our listeners will have all the facts on how to to safely prepare their turkey for Thanksgiving Day. We just got a couple of minutes here till we head off to the top of the hour. So any quick notes that you guys wanted to hit on? Jacob, did you want to add on to this as well? Or
On turkey, the correct way of eating it? Or
Well, if your roasting pan doesn't have a lid, if your turkey's pretty large and you don't have a lid, you can put a tent of heavy aluminum foil over the turkey for at least for the first hour to hour and a half, and that allows for maximum heat circulation and keeps your turkey moist and reduces oven splatter too.
I like to use the roasting bags.
That's a good idea too. If you do use the foil to prevent over-browning, you might place that over the turkey just right after it reaches the desired color then. Again, too, so it doesn't over-brown.
Perfect. All right. Well, for now, we will send it off to the top of the hour news break. We will check back in with Jacob Weber and Barbara Ames in the 8 o'clock hour. You too. Thanks so much. I'll come get you in a moment.
All right. Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.